Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Prairie Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, November 15th. This is a thread I began yesterday, Thursday, November 14th. Those of you who are following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites and on mobile apps. However, since the domains that 8kun is using are being taken down with pretty regular, it's becoming a regular occurrence now, it is a little difficult to find Q posts consistently, although the app makers are working on ways to choose the domain that the posts are pulled from. So you might have to do a little bit of looking around. Qposts.online, QAnon.pub have been doing a pretty decent job of keeping the posts coming, although you might have to do a little bit of looking and waiting to find them. All right, my theme for this broadcast is follow the family, although in fact we're going to spend quite a bit of time discussing Project Looking Glass in this thread. I have a correction to make regarding my last thread, my last video broadcast on Project Looking Glass. I connected this post, Project Looking Glass, going forward in order to look back, link to a tweet there. I connected that to Project Looking Glass to a computer program that renders 3D windows. I did not know there were other options, perhaps better interpretations and applications. Going forward in order to look back is sort of a reference to time travel, maybe forecasting the future, things of that nature. So there are a lot of websites that have information on the alleged secret government program, Project Looking Glass. And because it's a secret program, verifying the information is difficult. I can't independently confirm information in this broadcast, but it is worth considering, I think. The covert government operation, Project Looking Glass, is claimed to have led to the creation of a device that provides access to other dimensions and galaxies, a Stargate, if you will, and also makes possible the viewing of potential future events. There's a link here to a website. You can look that up if you want. It's thelivingmoon.com /42 Stargate. All right. From that website, I got a number of diagrams, and just going to pull some quotes from the article. The device, this Project Looking Glass device, utilized 6 composite electromagnetic fields and a height-adjustable rotating cylinder, which is injected with a specific type of gas. The entire assembly can then be rotated 90 degrees from the horizontal axis. This allows scientists to warp the local fabric of space-time, both forward or backward, by long or short distances relative to the present time. The Project Looking Glass device was used to predict the potential probability of future events. Once the device is tuned properly, images of probable future events are projected into an open space within the fields, similar to a hologram. The data output of the device, images, and in some cases sounds, were then captured via high-resolution audio and video capture devices. If multiple probabilities of the same event were displayed, they would be interlaced, and then they could be de-interlaced using software platforms. Looking Glass device at Area S4, Level 4-2, is said to use a barrel housed within the center hole of a donut-shaped structure. During operation, argon gas was sprayed into the center of the rotating barrel. A number of powerful electromagnetics encircled the barrel, and as the power is fluctuated to the magnets, and the orientation of the magnets is changed, it dials into the probabilities within hyperspace contacting wormholes or conduits to various probabilistic universes. According to Dan and Will Uhouse, a direct witness to the early Looking Glass operations during the 1970s, the scientists working on the program quickly found out that the device was multifunctional. Through a variation of power settings and alignments, the device could produce images. It was soon determined that these images dealt with future events which might take place on Earth. All right, that's kind of a summary of Project Looking Glass. At least that is alleged to be the summary of Project Looking Glass. Now, I did a number of I looked at a number of videos and did quite a bit of research on this subject. Speaking of the future, Q posted a link to a video, and this was on the 13th. Q has a YouTube video here, Follow the Family, Q. You know what? You can watch the entire video. It's a video about Paul Pelosi Jr. and Nancy Pelosi. Speaking hopefully about potential advancements in energy and technology that could lead to a better future for the planet. I don't want to get a copyright strike, so I'm not going to include this in the video. However, let me play just the first few seconds of the video.
The best way to predict the future is to create it yourself. When President Obama became President of the United States, he elevated science to a higher place in our national priorities. It is science, 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 and science. Breaking our crippling addiction to oil, they are developing desirable, efficient cars that get more than 100 miles per gallon.
All right, I'm not going to play the entire video. But the video goes on. Nancy Pelosi and, like I said, her son Paul Jr. talk about potential energy technology advancements that could lead to a better future for our planet. Well, I would just give a little bit of commentary on that. Number one, it's interesting that the Pelosis and a lot of other people have connections to Ukraine and the energy industry. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in another Q post. Nancy observed that the best way to predict the future is to create it yourself. Since we all have free will, the future is not predetermined for any of us, no matter what your Calvinist friends might tell you. Our future as individuals and as a society is a result of our individual and collective choices. We do have free choice. The following are questions for your consideration. I am not Q. These questions are hypothetical scenarios based on the unconfirmed idea that Project Looking Glass gave certain individuals the ability to view possible events or timelines of the future. Do the elites of the world who control things know that the probability of future events occurring in a given society can be determined by the collective choices of that population? Do the elites know that a population's choices, and therefore its future, can be controlled by manipulating the emotions and therefore the choices made by that population? If you are one of the elites of the world, gathering massive sums of money isn't actually the goal. The goal for these people is control. They want control at all cost. They essentially want to make themselves God, where they can control the future events of any given society. That is what they want. They want control. And it would be extremely beneficial to them if they could manipulate the emotions and choices of a culture and therefore control the choices that culture makes and control their future. It would essentially make them a sort of little g god. All right, so next question. Were experiments done to confirm the theory that manipulating emotions and choices could be used to cause certain events to happen? Did the elites, for example, create these test experiments where they could verify that they, in fact, could manipulate populations of people to create certain future events? Do the elites use politicians, Hollywood, academia, the church, and the media to influence the general population to believe that certain things are true? If so, why? If a society was programmed to view a country, for example, as an existential threat, and they believed the culture did that war against that nation was justifiable, would that increase the likelihood that that society would choose to support such a war? And would it make a war with that country in the future a much more likely event? How many past events of global significance do you suppose were brought about by the collective choices of a society whose free will was unknowingly manipulated to increase the future probability of those events happening. Are there people who can, with reasonable accuracy, predict the probability of future events for individuals in society? At some point in the past, did all of the possible future timelines for the world suddenly converge, leaving only one possible future timeline in view, as observed by those who are able to make such predictions, regardless of the choices of individuals and societies? If such a future timeline convergence did happen, what was the one outstanding characteristic of the lone, inevitable future? What does the Great Awakening really describe? Does it infer the choice of a society to reject the false reality they've been fed, and a decision by the majority of that population to believe instead, and therefore create by the exercise of their free will, a completely different society? If a singular future timeline of events did become inevitable, one that was different from the timeline the elites had attempted to bring about, do the elites know about it? If a singular, unavoidable timeline of events did emerge, does the U.S. military know about it? What does the term checkmate imply? Does it infer that within a game environment, one player has managed to force their opponent into a no-win situation? Two chess masters are playing chess. One of them realizes that they'll be in checkmate in six moves, and then their opponent realizes they'll be in checkmate in six moves if that opponent doesn't make an error. Are there still moves to be made on the chessboard once both players realize one player is going to be in check in six moves? Yes, there are still moves to be made. Does the untrained audience know that the winner has already been determined? Or does the audience think it's still a game where either side can win? If the elites and patriots in the U.S. military had both come to the realization that the future of society had been determined and the elites had lost, would the elites continue making moves to give the public the perception that the outcome had not yet been determined? Would the military put in place a plan to expose the corruption of the elites, the media, the church, Hollywood, and politicians, to factually and objectively demonstrate to society they had been deceived the entire time? What does trust the plan really infer? If future events have been to a large degree already determined, does that not make the daily news a form of theater? I'm not claiming that the aforementioned questions or situations are true. I only provided them as a mental exercise to help interested parties think differently about the battlefield and the strategies that are being employed by both sides. All right, back to Paul Pelosi, Jr. Q posted another link, to an article from 2014 about a company founded by Paul Pelosi, Jr. In that article, the company was charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission for fraud because the company was being run by two people who were known criminals. And this company was supposedly endorsing environmentally friendly causes. A lot of these environmentally friendly companies that are started up by politicians and their family members are actually scams to make money, to rip off taxpayers. Okay. Secret agent noted that U.S. Attorney John Durham was appointed by Jeff Sessions on October 28, 2017. Coincidentally, the same day Q's operation went public. Q posted a link to that tweet. What are the odds of that? Mathematically impossible. Coincidence? The truth is right in front of you. All right. Q posted a quote from the Bible. It's Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 17. I'll read it. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Prepare for God and country, for humanity we fight. Q. At the top of this post, there's a link to the Tor browser link to the Q research page. Right now, because the 8kun domain names are being taken down pretty regularly, the Tor browser is the best, most reliable way to, for most people to access the Q Research website if you need to get there. And that link, like I said, only works on the Tor browser. There, Q then posted the same scripture verse, Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, and a link to a YouTube video. I don't want to get, again, a copyright strike, but the video is actually some really nice music by a group called Future World Music. You might want to give a listen to that. You can find the link on the Q post. All right, there's an image from the video, kind of a man with an angel wings and nice artistic rendering. All right. Q posted a link to a 2017 letter, I think it was July of 2017, it was written by Chuck Grassley, that asked Rod Rosenstein to look into dealings that Alexandra Chalupa had with the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and Ukraine. It's a three-page letter with a bunch of questions, kind of typical of Chuck Grassley at the end. He always asks a number of questions. Interesting that I found is this statement on page 2. Alexandra Chalupa's actions appear to show that she was simultaneously working on behalf of a foreign government, the Ukraine, on behalf of the DNC, the Clinton and the Clinton campaign, in an effort to influence not only the U.S. voting population, but U.S. government officials. Indeed, Telezenko recalled that Chalupa told him, if we can get enough information on Paul Manafort or Trump's involvement with Russia, she can get a hearing in Congress by September. So Grassley notes in this letter that it looks like Chalupa was actually working on behalf of Ukraine as a foreign agent, but had never registered as a foreign agent. And a number of Grassley's questions revolve around about the issue that Chalupa did not register for a foreign as a foreign agent, even though Manafort and other companies involved did. All right, moving along. Let's see, where's the link to, oh, that's the link to the document, top of this post. Q then said about this letter from Grassley, read carefully, reread carefully. Spy insert, in brackets EC, known, Eric Caramella, or Charmella, I guess his name is, who people believe to be the whistleblower who tried to get Trump's phone call used as a way to get him out of office. Was a spy insert known? Reread drops regarding spy inserts. What do these people have in common? Pelosi's son, Kerry's son, Romney's son, Biden's son. Hint, geolocation, Ukraine. Hint, energy. Coincidence? When G asks George Soros calls, D's always answer. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Q. I want to say a thing about George Soros. Listen to an interview by Rudy Giuliani about a month ago. Giuliani mentioned some interesting things about George Soros, the Atlantic Council, and the fact that the Atlantic Council is largely supported by George Soros and funded by him, and they seem to have a lot of control over the Ukrainian embassy. And he implied that that was the reason why Ukrainians were not being allowed to come to the United States and testify to the DOJ about the corruption that was going on. I think we're going to be hearing more about that in the future. All right. Previous drops about spy inserts. This one is from April 4th of 2018. Q said Manafort was a plant. Trace background, open source. Who was arrested? Non-U.S. Trace background, open source. There was a non-U.S. person that was involved here. Carter Page was a plant. Trace background, open source. Why is Mueller going after inside plants? And then Q wrote this in August of 2018. What assets, people were placed spy in Trump's campaign? Why did the news cycle drop this investigation? Think several. What if those placed are being investigated by BM, Bob Mueller? Plants need water. What if others placed connect to future? Right, so we're going to be finding out the names of more people who were planted in the Trump campaign. Don't be surprised if one of your favorite people on Twitter ends up being implicated in that. I think a lot of people are supporting someone, I'm not going to name names, who is probably one of these plants who is acting like a patriot. I think the Horowitz report is going to be very interesting, and hopefully we'll expose these people. All right, January 2018, Q explained certain reporters like Sarah Carter and John Solomon were critical to spreading the message and countering the dishonest media. Q also said we are vital to the mission and that some people were being protected. It wouldn't surprise me if the military and Q's team are actually monitoring and protecting certain leaders in the Q movement who the deep state might consider to be a threat to them. I'm not going to go much farther than that, but I'm just going to say that. All right. Q wrote, selected news members, journalists are vital to delivering the message, as are you. Imagine if these people were removed. Total control regarding the mainstream media. People like Solomon and Sarah Carter represent a clear and present danger to the enemy. Reread past crumbs regarding security. Where is JS, John Solomon? How do we truly protect these? Those important to us, right? And then in July, Q wrote, surveillance of SC, Sarah Carter, and John Solomon had been terminated. Sleep well, Q. On October 10th of this year, Sarah Carter published an article, and John Solomon published one as well, explaining that they had, and other reporters and other people on social media, had been monitored by the Ukraine at the request of Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. And Q had kind of been alluding to the monitoring of certain people more than a year ago. So this is a post from, and let's see if I can, well, shrink this down. I'll just read it. And let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. All right, this is from the 13th. And this, Q is referencing that July 8th, 2019 post about surveillance of Sarah Carter and John Solomon have been terminated. Relevant to upcoming declass events. Oh, isn't that interesting? So apparently some of the things that Barr is going to declassify will shed some light on the surveillance of people in the media and patriots. Signals intelligence, Five Eyes domestic. Do you believe in coincidences? Mathematically impossible. 1 out of 100. But the narrative suggests nothing is accurately forecasted, and that this is simply a big conspiracy theory, speaking of the Q operation. Loony is in brackets. Ask yourself a very basic question. Would the fake news complex, New York Times, Washington Post, NBC, ABC, BBC, attack us if we weren't a real threat? Ask yourself a very basic question. Why is the forum, in quotes, something that Trump alluded to a while back, where drops are made, is it under constant attack? Narrative. The narrative is we must deplatform. It's necessary because it's a precursor to violent acts posted where they prior to carrying out. Precursor postings occurred on 4chan and Facebook and Twitter and Reddit and Instagram. Actually, the media likes to claim that a shooter posted his manifesto on 8chan, but actually it was not. It was posted on Instagram. Somebody else grabbed it from Instagram and reposted it on 8chan, but the media continues to lie about that. One of the shooters live streamed their shootings on Facebook, but no one's going after Instagram or Facebook, only 8chan. Why is that? Push to deplatform. Why only 8chan? Bonus question, was the time of the posting pre or post the actual event? Ooh, I think it was actually after the event. Logical thinking, March 20, 2019. Increase in attacks, deplatform shill infiltration, mainstream media, fake MAGA, direct links to terrorism, acts of violence, only demonstrates the validity and close proximity to justice pain. So Q implied back then in March that all the attacks on the platform only demonstrated that we're getting closer to the justice phase. And now we know Horowitz report's coming out. We know that we're going to be getting declassified documents. And I think likely we're going to get criminal indictments for that pretty soon. Q writes, Boomerang, you are witnessing the largest organized disinformation campaign to ever be perpetrated on the public. Trust yourself. Be free in your thoughts. The Great Awakening. Return power to the people. Link to a YouTube video. It's been a long time since we've had a non-corrupt president who works on behalf of the American people and not himself. America is no longer for sale. Q. All right. So Q asked, what should we conclude from sustained attempts to keep 8chan offline? Is it really about the manifestos of the shooters being posted there? Why no other attempts to take down other platforms where mass killers have been streaming their shootings and posting their manifestos? I strongly suggest it's really about Q. This video will get Donald Trump elected. If you haven't watched it, you should. Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment. All right, we have another post from Q. This one from the 15th. Australia, AUS, IT, Italy, UK, cooperating with the Department of Justice and Bar in Durham, class 1-4. I'm going to read this and then I'll go through line by line and interpret what it is because it's a coded message. HUMINT, SIGINT, that's human intelligence, signals intelligence, and other forms of gathering intelligence, non-Five Eyes official channel, U.S. senior persons, requested, given sensitive nature of target, Ray, presidential nominees, POTUS plus Cruz, class 1-4. All right. Devin Nunes said in his statements about the start of the Spygate operation, the information did not come through official channels. That means it came through a back channel. It might have come through the CIA. There's been, Q has repeatedly suggested that it wasn't just Trump who was surveilled by Obama, but Cruz and other people as well. Who gave the orders, who signed? All right, who gave the orders and who signed? Well, from this post from Q in March of 2019, Q said, Hussein gave the order to start the spy campaign. It was logged officially twice, once domestic, once foreign. Was there a FISA judge White House meeting? Oh, wouldn't that be interesting? White House visitor logs are important. Hussein library is being used to classify the document move, attempts to shelter and protect, who has authority to obtain, more than you know. I'm sure Trump already has the documents proving that Obama authorized the start of the Spygate campaign. Was it papered per normal national security, comms to and from foreign and domestic, face-to-face 1-4 U.S. persons initiate scope memo? Nothing was normal about this operation. Rather than using official comms, they had face-to-face meetings, I'm guessing to avoid NSA detection and retention of records. That is to initiate the scope memo and probably with a lot of other things that they did. They had a lot of, I'm guessing a lot of face-to-face interactions rather than written or phone call. All right, next line down, US AMB, AMB 1 and 2, NSA unmasking request, NSA to U.S. Ambassadors 1 and 2, Australia, Italy, U.K. Ambassadors like Samantha Power and perhaps Yovanovitch, who is the ambassador to Ukraine, has indicated here that there's two ambassadors. And I'm going to guess, we know that Samantha Power made hundreds of unmasking requests. I'm going to guess we're going to find out that maybe Yovanovitch is the other one who is making unmasking requests. They make the request to the NSA, who reveal, expose the names of those who are in the reports, intelligence reports, that are gathered from Italy, Australia, and UK. All right, getting close here. All right, next line down. Special order per DIR, class 1 through 9. Authorize unmasking per U.S. ambassador. Each unmasking requires approval, signature, key in brackets. Okay, each unmasking request to the NSA requires signatures. It creates a paper trail for investigators like John Durham and William Barr. So these people are in some very deep doo-doo because there's paper trails for everything they did. Next line down, CIA domestic assist with rogue FBI to avoid U.S. law, non-op domestic. Since the CIA has no charter to perform domestic surveillance, they circumvented the law by having rogue FBI agents assist them in gathering information. Next line down, CIA human intelligence domestic placement of spies in the Trump campaign, 1 to 3 jumps, primary target. Anyone that was inserted into the Trump campaign, whether it was Manafort, Carter Page, or anybody else, who was a victim of a FISA warrant for surveillance, would allow the surveillance of anyone 3 hops away, including potentially millions of people. This is a demonstration of the hops. You can surveil the people in their first circle of contacts, a second circle of contacts, and a third circle of contacts. All right, next line down. Trump White House spy insertion, National Security Council, personal advisors, cabinet. Right, so anyone who is inserted into the Trump campaign or into the Trump White House, the insertion of spies, they could directly put people into the National Security Council and his advisors and cabinet, as they have already done. It seems that H.R. McMaster was probably one of those people. Also, if somebody was in there who was under a FISA surveillance, they could be spied on as well. Although that would be after Trump was elected, if we're talking about his cabinet and staff. All right, next line down. CIA organized under DNI. 2010 to 2017, Clapper in brackets bulk. So we know Clapper's in brackets because U.S. Attorney Durham is about to investigate him and Brennan, and then probably Obama at the end of the investigation. Clapper was a DNI. The Director of National Intelligence coordinates with the heads of all the intelligence agencies, CIA, FBI, etc. And then the next line down, 2017 to 2019, that was Dan Coats, sleeper. Coats was a sleeper by the deep, sympathetic to the deep state. He prevented black ops information from being released that would incriminate the bad actors. However, Dan Coats is gone. Barr has been given authority to declassify anything he wants, so pain is coming for these rats. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go through this. One last observation on Project Looking Glass. Actually, I have two more. This post from Q, nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. I usually interpret that as it refers to the prosecution of corruption. However, we might ask if it is also a statement of cosmological certainty, the prediction of an unavoidable timeline of future events. Is this a reference to the Great Awakening? I don't know. All right, this afternoon Q posted a couple of messages, read them to you. What advantages might exist when you know the other side's playbook? Link to the Webster Dictionary definition of trap. Enjoy the show. Right, so Trump and his people know the playbook of his enemies, and they're able to set traps. I think the impeachment hoax is probably one of many traps that have been set. This is just kind of interesting to throw out there. U.S. Postal Inspection Service, working with the Department of Justice, conducted the largest proactive undercover reverse sting operation of its time in 1986, and the operation was called Operation Looking Glass. The goal was to identify and utilize prosecutive tools under the new Child Protection Act of 1984. Someone sent that to me on Twitter, and I thought that was kind of interesting. There's always multiple possible interpretations for these things that Q puts out. All right. One of the Anons, let's see, Prior Lee, was cued for his graphic. And I think this is actually from another account, the graphic, that showed how Q told us last November that the monitoring of people like Sarah Carter and John Solomon was being terminated. It's this graphic that shows the November drop about surveillance of John Solomon and Sarah Carter has been terminated. And then we have this coup update from Tom Fitton. List of those people who were allegedly targeted for illegal monitoring. Posobiec, Don Jr., Laura Ingram, Sean Hannity, Dan Mangino, Ryan Saavedra, Giuliani, Seb Gorka, John Solomon, Sarah Carter, Lou Dobbs, etc. So Q had been warning us about the surveillance a year ago. And now people are just now, kind of in the last month, learning about that. Q, after posting that tweet, link to that tweet, "Do you believe in coincidences? Mathematically impossible." Date that the public became aware, that was in October of this year. Date that the Anons became aware, well, we knew about it a year ago. "Reconcile, do you think we are targeted and attacked by the largest media companies in the world because we're a LARP? Or is it because Q is a threat?" Logical thinking. All right, I would just say this, as you look for the latest Q posts, be patient. 8Q domains are under attack. Each website and mobile app has to readjust their settings to find the current domain that 8Q is hosted on. So give the websites and apps a little bit of time to recalibrate and find the latest posts. If Q is posting and doesn't show up right away, just go to a different website, go to a different app. If you hear that Q is posted on social media and you can't find it, you may have to do a little bit of looking around. All right, Stormy Patriot 21 was cued on a thread about traps. This tweet is about whistleblower traps. It references a post. I'll give you the whole post here. This is from March 3rd, 2018. "Expand your thinking. Who leaked Vault 7 to WikiLeaks? Who returned fire? Op name Fiddler Snowden. Mission 1, infiltrate. Mission 2, centralize. Mission 3, secure. Mission 4, exposed to harm. Date, White House interference. White House directive. Mission 5, Russia link. 2013 timeline of events. January 17, 2014. Think, learn. Mission 6, Fiddler, Ghost Prime, classified. Whistleblower traps, jobs, C3567K, mission 9, censorship, classify, and relay." All right. So all that is to say that Q had mentioned back in March of 2018 the possibility that the good guys were going to spring a little operation that involved whistleblower traps. So I'm wondering now if Mr. Whistleblower was actually set up to fall into a trap. All right, there's a link to that post. Q writes, "Whistleblower traps, March 2018. Trap, keyword, select provided. Hole or parts, break, break. You have more than you know, future proves past." All right, I think that is all we have that gets us caught up to current posts by Q. Yes. All right, that's it. Thank you all for keeping Denise and I in prayer. I would ask that you continue to keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.